I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The coronavirus has affected many countries around the world, but Haiti doesn't seem to be one of them just yet, at least not directly. Right now, there are just two reported cases. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love tells us,
the impact on Haiti right now is people stealing gloves and masks and sterile things from the hospitals to take to the DR and sell because the DR does have the virus.
Police and military in the country have clashed over pay disputes, leaving the country open to crime and also causing a food shortage. For Haiti with Love's burn clinic does have the supplies it needs for now, and tight security has prevented theft. So pray for more ministry opportunities and that those being treated would be open to the gospel. And our other story comes from Indonesia, where angry citizens entered a church service and then ultimately forced the congregation to stop using the building. Now, this isn't the first time it's happened. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Floyd Robel says,
probably the police were called in by people in the community to also really take their side in the situation. There seems to be some law in place that the community doesn't approve of a church building or any religious building.
This persecution, while rarely violent, is embedded in Indonesian society and the legal system. Brobel encourages believers to advocate for the brothers and sisters in Christ in Indonesia.
We have to keep in mind that if Christianity, both Protestant and Catholic, make up 10% of the population, that's close to 26 million people that are being affected by this discrimination.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.